Vietnam today begins celebrations marking two historic military victories. April 30th is the 29th anniversary of what the Vietnamese call Victory Reunification Day that marked the end of the Vietnam War. May 7th is the 50th anniversary of the defeat of the French at Dien Bien Phu. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
In the capital this week, the talk, like in many other capitals, was of war. But not of wars present or pending, but wars past. The first against the Americans and the South Vietnamese government that ended on this date in 1975. The second, the war against the French and the Battle of Dien Bien Phu in 1954. A two-day international conference earlier this week, the historic victory at Dien Bien Phu 50 years on. The speakers included former General Vo Nguyen Giap, who led the Vietnamese forces against both the French and the Americans. Speaker after speaker discussed how and why the Vietnamese won. In the end, the consensus seemed to be it was because it was their land they were fighting to defend.
Dien Bien Phu is a basin-shaped valley in the forest mountainous land.
A few blocks away on Dien Bien Phu Street is Hanoi's Army Museum, where special exhibits have been set up for the two anniversaries. One of those visiting is a Frenchman, Eric Deroux. The 50th anniversary of the French defeat has been the subject of endless introspection in France as the country wrestles with its own Vietnam ghosts. Deroux says the French for a long while were in denial about why the Vietnamese chose to opt out of enlightened French colonial rule.
They were so sure to be loved, because the French people, you know, they like to be loved, you know. And when suddenly Vietnamese people, they decided to take their independence, French people were very shocked because they said it's a kind of knife in the back, you know. Why? We bring so many things to Vietnamese people and now they are pushing us out.
The French and the Vietnamese have made peace since then, as have the Vietnamese and the Americans. Economic and diplomatic ties between Hanoi and Washington have been improving rapidly in the past decade, but many here still view the U.S. with suspicion, especially after the U.S. occupation of Iraq. In a small park across the street from the War Museum, dozens of middle-aged Vietnamese enjoy early morning exercises in front of an enormous statue of Vladimir Lenin. Cao Kinh Bang, who fought against the Americans, says the U.S. presence in Iraq is unnecessary. It's up to the Iraqis to solve their problems, he says, and this isn't about liberating the people anyway. They always say that. They use euphemisms to trick the people, he says, but they are really doing it for their own ends. A half a mile away on Doi Khan Street, the B-52 Museum has gotten a facelift for the anniversary celebrations. Fresh paint, a new entrance, and long red streamers hang from the windows. Nearby, there's a popular beer hall, wooden tables, peanut shells on the floor. The beer is just 15 cents a glass, which helps make for lively conversation. And when it comes to Iraq, there are strong views about the U.S. presence there. Most of the college students sitting at one table said the U.S. should leave Iraq, and quickly. Zhang is a 21-year-old studying at Hanoi University. If they find the so-called weapons of mass destruction, and if they can do good things for the Iraqi people, then they should stay, Zhang says. But I think what the U.S. government is really after is oil. They want to control the oil in the Middle East, he says, and make a base there to further their global ambitions. The dissenting and minority view is offered by another student, 21-year-old Tuan. I think the Americans did the right thing, he says, against Iraq and against terrorism. I remember watching on CNN last year when they pulled down the statue of Saddam and all the Iraqis were cheering. They seem to be for it, so why should I be against it, he says. The people fighting against the American now must be part of the old regime. But his colleague, Zhang, just shakes his head. It's their country, he says. That's why they're fighting, just like we did. The Americans, he said, ought to remember that. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.